As shown in this paleogeographic map only some 80 million years later, Pangaea has broken up into two smaller continental masses, Gondwana and Laurasia, still both very large continents, with the Tethys Seaway or ocean now well developed, as Africa and North America are probably nearly 1,000 kilometers apart by now. The Tethys Ocean has replaced the Iapetus Ocean that existed when Pangaea was being assembled. Furthermore, both Laurasia and Gondwana broke up later into smaller continental blocks, forming the continents we see today. Most likely, Pangaea started to break up or begin continental rifting within 10 to 20 million years after final assembly. How does continental rifting happen?